All right, Kat, I'm going to go ahead and connect you with Rachel.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And Rachel, you're now on the line with Kat.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just want to tell everybody I'm so excited to talk to Rachel Hollis. You are the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Girl, Wash Your Face, and Girl, Stop Apologizing. I love it.
Thank you.
And that is so amazing. So everybody loves you. And now you set out and you have written, Didn't See That Coming, Putting Life Back Together When Your World Falls Apart. And this was due to COVID. Is that what motivated you to look at this and doing the story?
Yeah, I was actually in the midst of editing a book I had already written. So the book that was meant to come out in 2020 was the next in the Girl, you know, series.
Sure.
And I tend to write with a lot of humor and very irreverent. And as I was editing that, I just thought, man, this is wrong.
Yeah.
This feels tone deaf. This feels like you are not meeting your reader where she is, which is always my intention. And so I put that aside. It'll come out next year.
Okay.
But I put that aside and just asked myself, if you could say anything to readers right now, what would you want them to know?
Mm-hmm.
And my intention was to write a book that could help you as you navigated crisis. So I keep saying, if you are having the best year of your life, this is not the book for you.
Right.
This is specifically written for anyone who's going through a hard time or has gone through a hard time and feels like they're still carrying the negative emotions of that experience. And it touches on how to deal with grief and anxiety and stress and loss and all the things in hopes that there will be something in here that helps you stand back up and keep showing up for your life.
And I think that is such great timing and so wise of you to do that, because this certainly is a book that we all need, no matter what we are going through. And there's so many people going through so many different things. And I'm reading here in the notes that you actually are going through a 16-year marriage that ended. I mean, my goodness, girl,
yes.
that happened in 2020, huh?
Yeah. So I had written the first draft of this book and got edits back and then found myself getting divorced.
Oh, I'm so
and
sorry.
Truthfully, oh, you know, it will be okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that, but it will be okay. But I found myself in this really unique position in that I had never written. I always am writing about my past and what I've learned from past experiences. And so I found myself in the midst of the most painful, like biggest grief of my life. And I'm trying to write a book about grief. And
mm-hmm.
I just thought, oh my gosh, there's no way
right.
that I can write this book and not at least touch on what's going on. So I do talk about it a little bit, because in the book, I'm exploring all the different ways that we go through hard things. And plenty of people are walking through divorce right now or going through a breakup right now. And that comes with its own bag of emotions. So that's something that I'm experiencing in real time. But I have absolute faith in us as human beings that we will get out the other side of this and we will be stronger for having gone through it.
Well, how brave of you to share your personal life and what's going on. That's very admirable.
Well, you know, thank you. I think it was C.S. Lewis who said the most powerful words in the English language are me too.
Right.
And I, in my work, have always just tried to be honest about my life, and especially, I feel like that's especially important in that I have millions of followers on social media all around the world, most of which are women.
Right.
And I never want them to see, you know, my hair blown out or, you know, someone else did my makeup and made me look pretty that day. I never want them to see that and think that every part of life is this polished Instagram version. I think it's very important. And I think it is an incredible responsibility
yes.
for anybody who has a platform now
yes.
to be authentic and real and say, these are the hard things. This
yeah.
is what postpartum depression looks like for me. This is how I struggle with anxiety. This is the real stuff. Because when you do that, you give other people the permission to say, Me too.
Me too.
I have that too. And then that person doesn't feel so alone.
I love it. And I mean, you talk about things on determining how we come through pain. What have you learned that you've shared in the book about that?
I have unfortunately gone through a lot of really hard stuff starting as a little girl. And I really do honestly live my life thinking that all of these things that are happening, good and bad, are for me. So not that everything happens for a reason, because I hate that expression. It's so disrespectful to people who are walking through, you know, really difficult things.
Sure.
But I do think that it's possible to find meaning inside of everything. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, in the book, I talk about losing my older brother to suicide. Mm-hmm. And in that experience, it was horrific. And I would never want that to have happened for a reason. But coming out the other side of it, I am so much more empathetic. I am so much stronger. I am so much more able to communicate with people who are going through something hard. I have a heart for, like, I've done so much work in the military community because there's such huge numbers of PTSD within that community.
Sure.
And I have PTSD from this thing I've walked through. So I can list for you 50 things that have been for me, even in the most difficult situations.
Right.
And because I practice that, it truly is a practice. It's something that you have to learn how to do. Even now, when I find myself in the midst of something hard in my present day, I'm able to do that in real time. So I'm not just looking at the past. I'm also going, okay, yep, 2020 is hard. And this has been really difficult on your business. And this is what this looks like. But think of how strong you're going to be.
Yes.
Think of how much more courageous. Think of how much more, you know, invincible you're going to feel when you get to the other side of this, and we've all sort of come out better in the end.
Well, and another thing you say that I think is really important is don't stay stuck in place where your identity becomes rooted in what hurt you, because that could be really, I mean, you know, you can get stuck and not be able to move forward or progress or anything.
Absolutely. And honestly, you know, I only have to look so far as my own family to see how the way we perceive our identity in a situation affects us for the rest of our life. So, you know, we as a family went through so many hard things, and I have people in my family who saw that as life is hard. The universe is out to get me. I'm never going to get ahead. I'm never going to do anything. Like, that's their identity, and they cling to it with both hands.
Right.
Because we will hold on to the identity we know strictly because it's comforting that it's something that we know.
Exactly.
Now, the flip side is I look at that situation and I go, okay, this happened and it made you strong. This happened and it gave you a heart for others. This happened and it did these things for you. I refuse to let myself be defined by the hardship. I refuse to allow myself to stay in that place, because if you cling to that, then it's almost like, this is especially for people who have been hurt by others.
Right.
You know, if someone abused you, if you've gone through something hard, it takes so much work. And those people are freaking warriors who do the work to get themselves back to a healthy place emotionally. But if you cling to that being your identity now, then the person who hurt you continues to hurt you.
Right.
For the rest of your life.
Right.
Right? It's like, you know, you're drinking poison and wanting someone else to die. But for the rest of your life, you'll hold on and they continue to hurt you again and again. So in the book, there's an entire chapter about identity and this idea that nobody gets to define who you are.
Right.
You decide who you are. And then you act every day in ways that make that identity come true.
Rachel, I could talk to you for hours. You are amazing. And I mean, I feel like I know you, you know, it's just, you're so true and authentic. And the book is Didn't See That Coming. You can get that on, well, anywhere, right? You can pick it up now.
Yeah, anywhere. And if you like audiobooks, I narrate all of my own books. So it'll be a little kick in the pants for you. If you want some motivation, you can hear me preaching at you.
And what's your social real quick?
So I'm Ms. Rachel Hollis, M.S. Rachel Hollis on all the platforms.
All right. Stay tough, hon.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.